Iowa Secretary of State, Registered Republicans. No party members outnumber registered Democrats. By Jacob Bliss on August 3, 2022. Registered Republicans and no party registered Iowans outnumber those registered as Democrats, according to data released by the Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pattei. This week the latest numbers were released that showed Republicans have the highest number of registered voters in the state, with 761,274 people, roughly 85,000 more than those registered as Democrats. Those registered as no party are in the second largest group, with 735,419 people, roughly 32,000 more than those registered as Democrats. There are only 703,634 registered Democrats in the state and 19,670 registered as something else. Since the last election, November 2020, the Iowa GOP calculated that 40,841 Iowans left the Democrat Party. In addition, the state's Republican Party gained 6,252 voters, which increased the spread of Republican voters from 10,547 in 2020 to 57,640 today. The Secretary of State also showed the difference in party registration per congressional district. First congressional district, currently held by Republican Representative Ashley Hinson. Democrat, 193,077. Republican, 178,278. No party, 199,474. Other, 4,906. Second congressional district, currently held by Republican Representative Marionette Miller Meeks. Democrat, 185,071. Republican, 174,663. No party, 194,630. Other, 4,743. Third congressional district, currently held by Democrat Representative Cindy Axon. Democrat, 189,681. Republican, 178,041. No party, 168,532. Other, 5,231. Fourth congressional district, currently held by Republican Representative Randy Feenstra. Democrat, 135,805. Republican, 230,292. No party, 172,783. Other, 4,790. Additionally, the Republican Party of Iowa this week hit a major milestone over the weekend. In its effort to turn the state redder, the party announced Republicans had made 1 million voter contacts. The party's press release, which noted the Republicans' advancement in party registration and voter contacts, stated that one thing is clear with the voters they have talked to: Iowans are tired of the Democrat Party and its leadership. This year, the Hawkeye State will go to the polls and elect its governor, which has 4-year terms, a senator, which has 6-year terms, and 4 congressional members. The Iowa GOP is looking to cement the state as Republican after it was viewed as a swing state not long ago. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.